The State of Gloucestershire. Opportunities and housing for disabled people and people with mental health challenges. Volunteering booklet. Part 1. Introduction. In 2021, Barnwood's Insight team carried out an opportunities and housing survey. We asked disabled people and people with mental health challenges living in Gloucestershire to tell us about their housing and their experiences of accessing different types of opportunity. Over 260 people from across the county responded to the survey. Those who took part in the survey told us they had a range of different impairment types. Looking at the population data for Gloucestershire suggests that the proportions of respondents with different impairments broadly mirrors the overall county makeup. However, it should be acknowledged that these research findings may not reflect the experiences of all disabled people and people with mental health challenges in the county. As well as carrying out the survey, we've also looked at the findings of research conducted by a range of other organisations to contextualise the survey responses. In this booklet, we share key findings from our survey and our review of research undertaken by others that are related to accessing volunteering opportunities. This booklet is one in a series exploring the findings of this research by theme. Other booklets look at education, training, employment, leisure activities, and housing. For more information about the methodology of the research, please contact Ros Warden, Head of Insights, on 01242 539 935 or at ros.warden@barnwoodtrust.org. Part 2. What have we learned? Disabled people and people with mental health challenges face numerous barriers to accessing volunteering opportunities in Gloucestershire. One in three people can do the volunteering they want to do. One in two people said that their health made volunteering difficult. One in two people also said that flexibility would make it easier for them to volunteer. Many people said that their health was currently a barrier to volunteering. Difficulties travelling to places, a lack of confidence, and needing other people's help were also mentioned frequently. A lot of people, however, also said that if organisations made volunteering opportunities more flexible, volunteering opportunities would be easier for them to access. This indicates that if conditions are changed, these barriers can begin to be addressed. Part 3. From insights to action. Together, the research findings from the survey and other national data highlight the importance of proactive engagement with disabled people to generate solutions, accessible information provision, and greater choice. For volunteering, some suggestions for how you might do this are included later in this video. More detailed recommendations can be found at the end of this booklet. Engage. Engage with current volunteers to understand their experiences. Develop channels to understand barriers for those not represented. Inform. Advertise volunteering opportunities in a range of accessible formats. Where flexible arrangements and adjustments can be made, make this really clear. Choice. Create opportunities that match people's availability and enthusiasm. Consider the frequency with which you need to volunteer, the time of the day they are required, and the processes used to recruit them. For a conversation about funding or initiatives to support your organisation to take forward actions from this research, please contact the Strategic Development Management Team via development@barnwoodtrust.org or on 01242 539 935. Part 4. Access to volunteering opportunities. Our survey findings. In our survey, we asked the respondents if doing volunteering is something that matters to them and if they can do the volunteering they want to do. 32% told us that they cannot do the volunteering they want to do, but 44% told us that doing volunteering matters to them. There were variations in the responses given by people with different impairment types. Only 11% of the respondents who told us they had an autism spectrum condition agreed that they can do the volunteering they want to do. The comparable figures for the other impairment type groups ranged from 35% for people who reported having a neurological condition to 50% for those reporting visual impairments, learning disabilities, and hearing impairments. Other findings. The Office for National Statistics found that in 2021, the proportions of disabled and non-disabled people who had volunteered at least once in the last 12 months were similar. This was the case for both formal and informal volunteering. Part 5. Barriers to volunteering opportunities. our survey findings. In our survey, we asked the respondents what, if anything, made it hard for them to do the volunteering they wanted to do. We listed barriers that people might experience and asked them if they faced any of these or any other barriers. The three most frequently reported barriers were my health. For example, my disability means I need a lot of rest, 46%. It is difficult for me to travel to places, 30%. And I don't feel confident enough, 28%. Other common barriers included, I need other people to help me, 21%. Although health was identified as a barrier to taking part in volunteering activities, respondents also reported a range of ways in which opportunities could be more accessible and inclusive. This reflects the social model of disability, which describes how people are not disabled by their impairment or health condition, but by barriers in society, such as inaccessible buildings. Other findings. The Office for National Statistics found that over a third of the disabled people who had not participated in formal volunteering in the year ending March 2021, 34.6%, selected I have an illness or disability that prevents me as a reason why they had not volunteered. This research did not, however, look at whether the disability or illness was a barrier for medical reasons or because of social factors such as other people's attitudes or inaccessible venues. Research conducted on behalf of the English Federation of Disability Sport found that the following barriers to volunteering were reported most frequently by disabled people. I am not willing or able to commit to a volunteering role long term, 59%. I am unaware of opportunities near me that I would be interested in, 48%. Volunteering is not something I have ever considered, 47%. 25% of the disabled people who responded to the survey said they did not think that organisations would be able to support a volunteer with their needs. Disabled people were also twice as likely to be concerned that they may be treated differently to other volunteers compared to non-disabled people, 17% compared to 8%. This research also found that compared to non-disabled volunteers, 33%, a higher proportion of disabled people, 48%, reported having had negative experiences whilst volunteering. Research conducted by the National Council for Voluntary Organisations found that disabled volunteers were less likely to be positive about the level of organisation, structure and bureaucracy associated with volunteering opportunities than non-disabled volunteers. 38% of disabled volunteers said things could be much better organised, 29% said there's too much bureaucracy, and 16% said things are too structured or formalised. Part 6. The importance of flexibility. Our survey findings. In our survey, we asked the respondents what, if anything, they thought would most help them to take part in volunteering. We used the term enablers. We provided a list of possible enablers and asked them to select the three that they would find most helpful. The option to volunteer flexibly was the enabler selected by the greatest number of respondents, 46%. Flexibility was identified as a key enabler to accessing volunteering opportunities by respondents with all impairment types. Across all impairment types, between 39% of respondents for respondents reporting a hearing impairment and 60% of respondents for respondents reporting a neurological condition stated that the option to volunteer flexibly was one of the things that would most help them to take part in volunteering. Other findings. Research conducted by others also highlights the importance of flexibility in enabling disabled people to access volunteering opportunities. The Office for National Statistics found that in the year ending March 2021, disabled people were more likely to participate in informal volunteering, 56.6%, than formal volunteering, 30.4%. In addition, 22.9% of disabled people who reported that their ability to carry out day-to-day activities was limited a lot by their condition had participated in formal volunteering compared to 32.9% of non-disabled people. Whereas very similar proportions of disabled people who reported their ability to carry out day-to-day activities was limited a little by their condition and non-disabled people had participated in formal volunteering, 33.8% and 32.9% respectively. Part 7. What else would help? Our survey findings. After the option to volunteer flexibly, the enablers to volunteering that were selected by the greatest number of respondents to our survey were being able to easily find information about what volunteering is available, 34%, Lots of choices of volunteering I could do, 31%. Getting help when doing volunteering activities, for example, the support from a personal assistant, 21%. And inclusive volunteering practices, for example, reasonable adjustments being made, 21%. Part 8, recommendations. The recommendations which follow offer an approach that organisations and providers can take to establish what changes may be most impactful for the disabled people and people with mental health challenges they seek to work with. This approach recognises that there is not a one-size-fits-all approach to ensuring greater choice and accessibility for disabled people and people with mental health challenges. If you would like to discuss any of the recommendations related to this research, please contact the Strategic Development Management Team on 01242 539 935 or at development@balmordtrust.org. Recommendation 1. Proactively and directly engage with disabled people and people with mental health challenges to understand how to improve access to volunteering opportunities. Co-production and co-design can also help ensure that information about these opportunities is fully accessible. Engaging with groups of individuals who experience barriers to accessing meaningful volunteering opportunities and getting the support they need is vital to understanding how to address these issues. Working directly with people through co-production and co-design has the potential to generate solutions which encompass individuals' expertise about what would help. For example, organisations looking to recruit volunteers may look to engage with those who are currently engaging in volunteering activities to learn from their experiences. This includes their views on how inclusive any venues, activities, and practices are, and to identify any common challenges. Collaborating with local groups and community organisations may also build understanding in how to recruit a wider pool of volunteers and develop more inclusive practices. Direct engagement can also help ensure information that is produced about volunteering opportunities is accessible. Incorporating lived experience and new perspectives around what makes communication accessible can help produce information that reaches everyone. Undertaking regular engagement may be built into regular review processes and organisational policies to become standard practice. In carrying out this engagement, it is also important to consider creating an environment where people feel safe to share both the challenges they face and the support or conditions that could best meet their needs. For example, engagement activities can help identify the information that is important to share about volunteering activities to make them more accessible, such as the facilities and features of the site where volunteering takes place. It can also be an opportunity to find out about what would make people feel welcome when taking part in a new activity or visiting an unfamiliar space. This can be important to consider in ensuring any messages used in marketing materials convey that everyone is welcome. Feedback may also identify a wide range of sources to use to promote volunteering opportunities. Recommendation 2. Provide clear and accessible information about volunteering opportunities in a range of formats and via multiple channels, along with the option for in-person contact. Accessible information provision should consider all the useful information that might be provided to enable real choice. Clear and accessible information is essential in ensuring people can take part in opportunities that matter to them. This means providing timely information in a range of formats, from easy read to audio, large print and braille, across a variety of media, print and digital. For example, many volunteering opportunities are not widely advertised, and more widespread advertising of opportunities, including at networking events and by sharing information across sectors, might be pursued. Providers may want to consider sharing information about opportunities in a local database, for example, Go Volunteer Gloss, run by Gloucestershire VCS Alliance. Don't dismiss the possibility that current available options might themselves be limiting choice. Remember that the conditions and context, such as the volunteering environment, facilities within the premises, and accessibility of transport and parking, are just as important as the variety of roles on offer. For example, the option to meet or talk with a volunteer manager to discuss the arrangements that could best meet an individual's needs and wishes may help create an accessible volunteering opportunity. Current volunteers can also be invaluable advocates and supporters. Providing mentoring opportunities for new volunteers may be supportive of any new recruits and also provide a new opportunity for existing members. This can help create a welcoming environment for anyone wanting to offer their time. Engaging with individuals in this way can help create the conditions that make an opportunity accessible for an individual. Recommendation 3. Take proactive steps to ensure real choice is available and accessible to disabled people and people with mental health challenges about volunteering opportunities. Choice is more than just a greater range of options. It's about making sure that what's currently on offer is accessible to everyone. Proactive steps to increase choice and variety through better engagement might include looking at current practices and support and thinking about and discussing factors where choice could currently be hindered. For example, reviewing volunteer roles that are on offer at an organisation may include considering the range of opportunities currently available and exploring whether they are benefiting those giving their time as well as being useful to the organisation. Organisations may wish to consider what scope there is to broaden the types of roles that are on offer to potentially be more open, flexible and varied according to the availability and enthusiasm of potential volunteers. This may include being aware that someone may not be available at a regular time slot or at short notice. Offering flexibility can be of huge benefit to volunteer retention. Don't dismiss the possibility that current available options might themselves be limiting choice. Remember that the conditions and context, such as the volunteering environment, facilities within a premises, and accessibility of transport and parking, are just as important as the variety of roles on offer. For example, looking at how easy it is to reach a volunteering location, the availability of public transport and parking, and the facilities and accessibility features at a volunteering site are all important considerations. Offering opportunities at different locations and times with the option of remote volunteering may be supportive of a wider range of individuals taking part. Again, to summarise, the three key recommendations were 1. Proactively and directly engage with disabled people and people with mental health challenges to understand how to improve access to volunteering opportunities. Co-production and co-design can also help ensure that information about these opportunities is fully accessible. 2. Provide clear and accessible information about volunteering opportunities in a range of formats and via multiple channels, along with the option for in-person contact. Accessible information provision should consider all the useful information that might be provided to enable real choice. And 3, take proactive steps to ensure real choice is available and accessible to disabled people and people with mental health challenges about volunteering opportunities. Choice is more than just a greater range of options. It is about making sure that what is currently on offer is accessible to everyone. Barmer Trust would like to thank everyone who took part in this research and partner organisations who supported in developing and distributing the survey. For more information about this research, including copies in accessible formats, please contact Ros Warden on 01242 539 935 or at ros.warden@barmertrust.org. To get involved in conversations about taking forward the recommendations of this research, please contact the Strategic Development Management Team via development@barmertrust.org or on 01242 539 935.